knows I've been slacking this last week. It's been nothing but being lazy and getting old.
You've had like a 4-day birthday weekend.
I have. It was, well, it still is since it's technically still the weekend, but it's been a really good weekend. I do have to make a comment though about something.
What is that?
Well, Big Fatty on his show this week, I don't know if you're familiar with Big Fatty, he usually gives a shout out to people whose birthday it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting ready and like waiting for it to come. And on Thursday I listened and he forgot to tell me happy birthday.
What?
I know, right? I was so sad. But then I listened to the Friday show the next day and he was like, oops, we forgot. Cause he was with, Wes Stone at the, Gay Days. I think they were recording in the hotel.
And I'm pretty sure he was drinking while he was
probably was drinking while he was doing all of that. But I have to say, Big Fatty kept mentioning that I didn't sound too excited because he played last year's clip from our show when we were talking about how he wished me a happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
In my defense, I have to say that I didn't really know who Big Fatty was then. So when you told me that he had wished me a happy birthday, I seemed indifferent because I didn't know who he was at the time.
But now you do.
But now I do. And I waited a whole year to hear my birthday greeting on my birthday, and he forgot.
Oh, Big Fatty.
But it's okay. You know, he's on vacation. I can't expect him to remember everything. Plus, you know, the liquor, like we were talking about. So. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. I forgive him.
It's sad when people don't wish you a happy birthday on your birthday.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
He forgot to tell me happy birthday.
What?
I know, right?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1927 of the BFO for the right the 12th of June 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, I've got a few more voice letters from the Bacon and Vape. Big Fatty, you fucked it up. Hello, Ferns. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well, y'all. Y'all, you are Ferns today because, y'all, I came home from the coal mine this afternoon, and I opened the front door. You know, I park in the back of the Fat Villa, and I opened the front door to walk out to go get my mail out of the villa mailbox. And there's a little tag laying there on the porch, and I picked it up, and it says how to take care of your ferns. And I'm going, well, what the fuck does that mean? And y'all, I look up, and there are four hanging baskets hanging from Big Fatty's Fat Villa porch of these just beautiful green ferns. And y'all, I had my suspicions. I had my suspicions where they came from. That Larry Cly told me that he and his mother came out to the general area of the Fat Villa for lunch today, and he was gone a little longer than normal for lunch, and I immediately called him up, and he admitted he was the perpetrator, Big Fatty the perpetrator, and I said, well, yeah, y'all just go over there. I'll take care of this. Hello.
Hi, Big Teddy. Hey, Poodle. It's Timmy Sims.
Hi, Timmy.
Calling today. I'm a little sad. Aww. I wanted to call and get a verbal hug from Poodle.
Okay.
I had to say goodbye to my loony bin where I work.
Okay.
Of 13 years, and say goodbye to my loony bin family.
Loony.
To go to a new loony bin.
Oh, loony bin.
And it's time.
Oh, yes,
but
yes.
But this cake poodle was so huge.
Big cake.
It was Superman blue. Everything was blue. The blue icing. Everything was blue. The cake inside. Ooh. The chocolate. And the ice cream is ice cream.
Ice
the frosting
cream.
Is so blue, it'll turn your poop green.
Oh, blue poop.
Everyone asked me why I wanted blue icing, and I said, you'll find out tomorrow.
Oh, that's vulgar.
So,
yes.
Besides four people who I cannot stand, and I'm allowed to say that.
Yes.
I'm going to miss them. And I just wanted to call and share and tell you about my cake.
Okay.
So, okay. Bye, Poodle.
Bye. Y'all, that, of course, is the Timmy Sims. And Timmy, thank you so much for the call. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Timmy Sims, and we're sending him a big old blue cake hug. Yes, and maybe he'll send me a big old piece of blue cake so my poop will be blue. No, I don't think that's the way it works. anyway, Timmy posted a picture. He had a picture of his Superman cake. You know, Timmy Sims loves the Superman. Yes, but he loves the Superman. Timmy, I hope, things changing. You know, Big Fatty's going to be facing the same situation that you face today in just about 3 years. Except the difference is I will have been at the coal mine for 40 years. Big Fatty, they'll be rolling you out on a gurney. Well, I hope not. But Timmy, I wish you well at the new loony bin, and Big Fatty, we don't need to see pictures of his blue poop. No, we don't need to see that. No, we don't need to see that. Yeah, Gussie, y'all know. First thing, I want to remind everyone that there will be a State of the Station this Sunday night. Y'all, this will be the last State of the Station prior to the big Pride 48 June event. And y'all, there have been a couple of changes on the schedule. And y'all, if you just go over to pride48.com, I'm over here on the www right now. And y'all, up there at the very top of the page, there's a little green box. It says a really big, huge announcement. And y'all, right beside that, it says the broadcast schedule for the weekend can be found here. And you click on that. And y'all, it takes you to the schedule pages. And y'all, you can see the lineup. Right there of when your favorite little shows are going to be. Y'all, initially, Toppy Smelly was going to be on Friday night at midnight, but y'all, we've had to make a change there, and he's now going to be on Saturday now. Y'all, the other thing is we've added the Ramble Read Heed Saturday morning at 9 a.m. in the morning. So you can check him out. He was a late addition. And Toppy Smelly is going to be now at 7 p.m. in the evening on Saturday night. These are all Eastern times. And y'all, then Instant Gratification has been added also. Y'all, that'll be at 3 a.m. in the morning on early Sunday morning. Yes, Big Freddy!
It's bacon. Hey, Poodle. Okay, so I turned into you. I have like 7 Twitter follower requests, and I haven't approved any of them because I have no idea who the people are.
Who are they?
I try to look at them to see who they're following, but if their accounts are blocked too, then I can't see who they're following.
What are their names?
And also,
yes.
I actually cut who I was following in half a couple few months, weeks ago, maybe, something. But anyway. So now I'm Big Fatty. When it comes to the Twitters.
The Twitter.
And if anybody who requested to follow me.
Did I do that?
First of all, I would encourage you to ask other people who follow me. I'm sure they can talk you out of it.
No.
Or maybe you could just try to stalk something that I post. And then you'll come to your senses.
No.
and take back your request.
No.
I'm such a goober. So anyway, I came home from work and I went to directly to the laundry room to put on a bathing suit. And then I went out and cleaned the bugs off the pool. And then I got in the pool and I read 4 chapters of my book. And it was the most marvelous after work day ever. And I am suspect of
your pool warm.
Your silly little color game that
color?
2 times in a row I was missed the prize or whatever, so whatever. And where is it written that the person has to announce who they are? You know darn well that that was Tim Cormel in that message. So.
Fart. Yes. Yeah, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. And the there are no written rules for the... Yeah, y'all, I thought she said the color game. You know, because, you know, a lot of folks are beginning to start doing this coloring book stuff. And I think Miss Bacon is one of them. So anyway, Miss Bacon, it's wonderful. It's wonderful that the water in your cement pond has warmed up, and you can get out there and show off your beach tan, your big fatty. I like to show mine off. Oh no, I don't. No.
Fart, it's Bacon. The furniture store downtown is giving Fitbits with mattress purchases. If you buy a mattress for $999, you get one Fitbit. If you buy a mattress for, I think, $1,999, you get 2 Fitbits. So do you want a new mattress? You could buy one and give me a new Fitbit. You can never have too many Fitbits. Promise. Oh, that reminds me. I wonder if Ricky and Roger got Fitbits with their new mattresses.
Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon again. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. And no, I do not need a new mattress. Big Fatty, you have the fat bit. I do have the fat bit. Yes, Big Fatty. I'm gonna guess that Big Ricky and Roger didn't get a Fitbit with their new mattress. They probably Big Fatty, what do you think they got? Maybe the 3-piece with an extra biscuit at the Popeyes. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry. Listen, I had to identify myself because my voice is so hoarse from 9 days of vacation. You may not be able to recognize me, but I'm here in the Wambulance with
Hey Wizzle,
and we are on our way home from the Good Days 2015, and it's sad. I mean, it is like weeping sad. It's choking on a donut sad. It's hashtag moist donut. Listen, it was a fabulous trip. We got to see a lot of people, of course, the bees from the Atlantas and the boys from the Fort Lauderdale, Stevie B and Denny, and of course, Denny's fabulous sister, Cheryl. I think she tried to arrest us once or twice. I'm not really sure. And then there was also, of course, the one who was extra special. That's right. Not just somewhat special, but extra special, Chris. So it was a lovely, lovely week. We wish that you and Dr. Stone were here so we could have avoided you at all costs, because that's what we do. Is there anything else that we need to add?
Without my nuts and bolts.
Yeah, there was a serious nuts and bolts shortage, but Grandpa Phil, I shouldn't say that, from the Connecticut nuts and bolts. If you're listening, Phil, sorry. But they weren't. It wasn't the same. It was the Target brand. And gosh, it was such a good time. And there goes Barber Boulevard. So we're on our way to the Mexican, because what's vacation without stopping to fill the gullet with some Mexican and Palm Coast. So unfortunately, I have, by the time you play this, it'll be October. But anyway, I'll see you soon, Big Fatty. Bye.
The caller identified himself as Larry, but Big Fatty, it sounded like Vader. Well, it didn't identify himself as Vader, but Larry, thank you so much for the call. And I'm glad you had a good time at the Good Days. And it's just lovely. Just lovely that you decided to call us from the Barber Boulevard. If you happen to have seen Vader while you're down. Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Remember, State of the Station is a big fatty. Didn't we forget to do something today? I can't think of what we would have forgotten to do. Oh, here, big fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, we. You pulled a fast one, I did. Today, the 12th of June, y'all, we have a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's one of the game night gals. You hear him over there. Y'all, it is the one and only Curtis Big Fatty. He's such a sweetie. And y'all, we have another celebration of exiting the birth canal this weekend. Speaking of sweeties, it's Tamari. Tamari the 13th. Y'all, you know her as a big supporter of the BFO and one of the hosts of Ink Blonde and Confused. Big Fatty, is it the ink? Nope. Is it the blonde? Nope. Well, it must be Melissa the Confused. It is. Y'all, Saturday is Melissa the Confused celebration of exiting the birth canal. So y'all, if you see Curtis from the Game Night Gals or Melissa the Confused on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, y'all just wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal this weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, and maybe they can do like Timmy Sims and have blue icing on their cake, and then they'll have blue poop. But Big Fatty, blue poop! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, believe it or not, we may have another Pride 48 person or two joining us at the Horror Hotel for Big Weenie Weekend. You know, right now we've got Gavin and Blind Guy Jay and Dr. Stone and the Gay Country Boy. Big Fatty, is that spelled C? No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. We've got Granny. We've got Big Fatty. We've got Big Dick. We've got Durwood and a couple of other friends of ours that are going to be there. And y'all, now it looks like the Haunt Cub and Ron may be coming down to join us. Also, y'all, it's going to be like Pride 48 without all that that meddlesome podcasting. Big Fatty, there's plenty of that coming up next weekend. It's true. We've got y'all, mark it on your calendars next weekend, Pride 48. Yes. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, let's just see if I got anything else here on my thing. Y'all, Moose P sent me, you know, I was talking about how many apps you have on your devices. Y'all, he sent me his number. I think it was like 191. Big Fatty, he's well above average. Yes, he is. So, anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Don't forget, the final State of the Station will be this Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time in the only time zone that matters. And, Curtis, what did Big Fatty pull your leg, or were Big Fatty? That sounded vulgar. Curtis, what would you like to say to Big Fatty about that?
He forgot to tell me happy birthday.
What?
You know,
oh,
right?
Oh no, he was just pulling it. No, we're not pulling legs. No.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.